Okay, up to.
No, he wasn't.
We're up to Perek Chavav, beginning of Perek Chavav. Lemach lekois hashoyarim. Now we are going to describe the Levim who were gatekeepers. Yesterday we discussed the 24 different groups of Levim that were singers, mashoyarim, who also played the musical instruments, the cymbals, the flute and the harp, the kinaros, and now we're going to divide Levim more, another group of Levim, the 24 different groups who are going to serve as gatekeepers. Now we're going to refer to specifically 24 specific people. I have your handout. On the handout, just giving you a little bit of overview before we go through the psukim, you see there are basically four leaders. There are four heads, and they are Mishelem Yahu, number two is Ovid Edom, number three is Shemaya, number four is Chosa. Ovid Edom had a son. His Bukhar was Shemai. That's why there's an arrow that goes to the left. That was his firstborn. His firstborn also served as one of the leaders. Ovid Edom's second son and the next seven children starts from Yehozavet and so on and so forth. You see on the arrow going straight down underneath Ovid Edom. And then we have the children of Shemaiah also had his own children. So all those people listed, I wrote down the numbers, 1 through 24, were the actual gatekeepers. It says in the Mishnah Masechta Tamid that there were 24 places in the Mikdash where guards stood. Now the Mishnah Masechta Tamid is referring to the Bayis Sheni. It's not referring to the Bayis Rishon. Over here, these psukim of David, we're describing the sefer Divrei Hayamim, obviously is describing was written at, during the time, the very beginning of the Bayis Sheni. But at this point in time, Divrei Hayamim, this Perek Chavav, we are describing, David is describing what he put into motion at the time of the beginning of the Bayis Rishon. And one thing we can be certain that the Bayis Rishon, the structure of the Bayis Rishon was very different than the Bayis Sheni. It doesn't take much to learn that. You learn a little bit of Sefer Malachim right away, and you learn a little bit of Gemara, a little bit of Masechta Yoma, a little bit of Masechta Tamid. You right away realize that they're very, very different. And the difference is not only in the structure, but also the gates, and even how many gates there were in different places. Where did the Levim stand guard? So the truth is, there is no actual record anywhere where the Levim stood guard during the time of the Bayis Rishon. We have very specific details where the Shomrim stood during the time of the Bayis Sheni. However, we're making an assumption that there are very great similarities. They're not, obviously not exactly the same, but there are similarities, and the similarities are enough for us to work with. We're not going to go into such great detail, but just the basic similarities that we will maintain. Now, the first point of similarity is that in the time of the Bayis Sheni, it says Beferish in the Mishnah, there were exactly 24 locations where guards stood. Of those 24, 21 were occupied by Levim, and 3 were occupied by Kohanim. Now, it's interesting, the number 24 really here has nothing to do with the Mishmaros. It's a coincidence. I don't know if it's a total coincidence, but they're not related. On a very simple level, there are 24 Mishmaros, period, and then there are 24 guards. It's not necessarily that they alternated by each week the different levy. That could also be true, but the number 24, the 24 posts are not necessarily related. Okay, so there's a basic overview. Again, we have over here. If you look under the highlighted on the top, you see there's the numbers. There are 24 from Zechariah going all the way until Zechariahu. There are two Zechariahs, it appears, right? This is Zechariah, son of Mishelemiyahu. Mm-hmm. He is number one. And there's another Zechariahu, who's number 24. They have the same name, but they're different people. There were 24 of them. Each one was given a specific post to stand at. And on top of these 24 were the four heads. The four heads you see are these names: Mishelemiyahu, Ovid Edom, Shemaya, and Chosa. Now, with that in mind, let's read the pesukim. L'mach l'kois pasuk aleph. L'mach l'kois concerning the divisions of Hashayarim la'korchim. Now, the gatekeepers came all from the family of Korach, the Korach family, his descendants. They were the Levim. They were the gatekeepers. Number one, the first one in charge was Mishe Lem Yohu Ven Korei. This person, his name was Mishalem Yobin Korei. That was his father, was Korei. Min Bnei Asaf. He was also a descendant of Asaf. Basic base. Now, concerning this individual of great stature, who the Lim Sheh Lem Yahu Banim, he had a collection of children. Who were they? Here we go. Zichar Yahu HaBachor. As you see here on the handout, he was number one. He's the oldest. Then we come to Yidi'ael HaShemi, he's number two. Zivadyohu HaShlishi, Yisaniel HaRevi'i, Elam HaChamishi, Yehoichonon HaShishi, El Yeho.
Why is he counting them each one, whereas before it never counted who was
well, sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. It's not, it depends.
Sort of a host of some kind?
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but it's not always true. There are times we've had in the past, we went through different families for different roles that they were counted by number. Okay, here we have Yehoichonon HaShishi, El Yeo Enai HaShvi'i, period. Seven children. Now we're going to see later on that from these seven children, they were really expanded to 18. This person, Mishalem Yahu, had a total of 18 descendants, whether they were children or grandchildren, great-grandchildren, who served them some important role in the family, in their function. That's going to be mentioned later on. But right now, we're only listing these specific seven. Now we come to Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dal, we have now the second leader, Ula Oved Edom, Banim. This person, of Edom, he had children. Shemaya HaBachor. His oldest was Shemai. Now Shemai is not going to be counted. It's one of the 24. Because he's going to be one of the leaders, one of the heads. But he was the oldest, and that's why on this handout there's an arrow which goes to the left. He was the Bukhar. Yehoi Zavod HaSheni. He was the second. He's going to be from the people that are going to count as the 24 Mishmaros. Yeoch HaShlishi V'Sochar HaRevi'i Unisanel HaChamishi Amiel HaShishi Yisochar HaShvi'i Pe'ul Sai HaShemini. He was the eighth. But in the list that we have here, I'm only counting him as number seven from the children of Obed-Edom, because again, number one is going to be in a class by himself. So now that we take Ki Verucho Elokim, why was Obed-Edom to have so many children? Because he was blessed. Obed-Edom was blessed, and we'll get back, we'll come again to the blessing a little bit later on. Why was he blessed? Because he was the host for the Oron in Kiryas Yoarim. After the Plishtim returned the Aron from captivity, the Aron, they tried to bring, there was a danger because the Kedusha was so intense. David tried to bring the Aron to Ir David, he failed. Uzzah was stricken down, killed because they were not knowing proper Kedusha. David was afraid, David did not know what to do. In the meantime, David had the Aron stored in the home of Oved Edom. And Oved Edom was rewarded for hosting the Aron by having many children. In fact, it says in Sefer Shmuel, he had 68 children. Here we're going to learn he only had 62 children. And Rashi and the Mefarish and the Mitzvahs will tell us that six of them died. Although that is his daughter and daughter-in-laws had 68, so he had 62. But he was blessed, and the Pasuk here makes mention of that he's blessed. The Pasuk here first lists just his first eight. The first eight were the most prominent, and they are listed here first. Now, by the way, before we go further, there's a very interesting medrash, very coming up Chanukah. His eighth son was called Pe'ulsai. Why did he name his eighth son Pe'ulsai? So let me read you the medrash. The medrash Bamidbar Rabbah. There was a person, the Esh Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'on Kome. That was the name of a person, Esh Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu Pe'ulsai. Why did Oved Edom name his eighth child Pe'ulsai? Lashon of Pe'ula. He did something. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yochanan explained. He told them what the tradition was. Kol Kal Shapoal Pe'ula Gedola B'Torah. He did an incredible thing. Oved Edom, or it could be that Oved Edom, or maybe it was his son. I don't know. I think Oved Edom did a very great pu'ula. The word pu'ulsai means a deed, an action. What was the pu'ula? What ma pu'ula gedolah pa? What did he do? Shahoya madlik lifnei ha'aron ner echad shachris v'ner echad arvis. He lit a ner. Now, it's beyond me. I don't know what the significance is. Just because he lit a ner, that's called a pu'ula gedola, a very great pu'ula. But that's what it says, and this is indeed the makar of always of lighting neros, the Beis HaKnesses, in front of the aron. This is something that was with us every single day. We light, right? Kivdu is pasuk in Tehillim. Kivdu es Hashem bu'urim. In many shuls, and every single shul has at least an electric lamp, right? That's a given. So many has
electric plus.
Plus, right? So in some, not every shul, in some shuls, Hasidic shuls, they also like to light regular candles in addition to the electric menorah. It's a pasuk. Kivdu es Hashem bu'urim. Honor Hashem with lights. The one that did this, mamish, exactly what we do in front of the Aron, to light a ner in front of the Aron, was this person, Peulsai. And that was not Peulsai, was Oved Edom. Oved Edom was Paul. He did a very great pula. What is the pula? It says the Medrash, he lit a ner in the morning and at night, and in reward for that pula, he merited to have an eighth son who he named after this deed called Peulsai. He was the eighth son. So not a coincidence, and Hanukkah is all about neros, and Hanukkah is the Yom Tov of the eight candles. Okay, I don't know exactly the significance, but you can't just ignore that fact. What? There are only seven neros, but he lit also. It says he lit one ner. It's not the menorah. He lit one ner.
One after seven is a kedusha
completely. Chanukah is all about eight. I mean, whatever eight is all about. But it's not. It's not. It's interesting. He was called Peulsai after lighting neros, and he was the eighth son Hashemini. Okay, let's go further. So we have over here, Kiver Cholkim, Hashem blessed, and Hashem blessed Oved Edom by giving him many, many children. Now let's go to Pasuk Vav. The Lishmaya Bino. Okay, Shmaya was the first son of Oved Edom. Nolad Bonim. He gave birth to children. Now, he gave birth to unusual children. He does not say this about the children of Mishel Lem Yahu, and not about Oved Edom. Hamim Sholim, who were rulers. A Moishel. They had the unusual leadership. Talent of leadership capabilities. Lebeis avihem ki gibor chayil hema. They were warriors. They were rulers for their father's home because they're warriors. Who are they? Who are these children of Shemaya? Here we go. Bnei Shemaya. Osni. That's number one. Number two is Urifael. Number three is Va'oivet. Number four is El Zavod. And then it says something unusual. It says they were Echov bnei Choyel. It repeats this. It's not clear, the Mefarshim are not clear why the Pasuk has to repeat that these brothers, Echa b'nei Chayil, who were their brothers? There were two more brothers. Their brothers who were b'nei Chayil, who were they? Elihu, seemingly the word Echa b'nei Chayil is going on the next two, the last two. In addition to all of the brothers being very great and very significant, there was an extra dosage of Gevura, of being warriors for the last two brothers. Who were they? Elihu and Usimachyahu, for a grand total of six. We have over here six. Shemaya had six sons. So we're going to have, total we have seven, six. And now we're going to have four more. Let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, we'll come to it in a moment. Let's just go, we get the names. Pasuk Ches, Kol Eile, all of these. Now we're going to sum up all of the children of Oved Edom, Kol Eile, Mibnei Oved Edom, Heimadei, Uvinehem, Va'achehem, Ish Chayil Ba'koyach Lavoid, them and their brethren. In other words, ones that we're not listing. We only listed here eight from Oved, seven from Oved Edom, and six from Shemaya. Them and the ones that we're not listing, they were all Ish Chayil Ba'koyach. All warriors with strength, la avoda, to do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, shishim ushnayim, 62, la oved Edom.
Before it said 68.
No, so I told you that in Sefer Shmuel it says there was 68. Well, not necessarily in Shukri, it's a medrash to 68. Six star. Okay, we're going to come down in a few moments. Let's just first finish up all the names. Okay, now we come to pasuk Tes, the lim she lem yahu. Now, once the pasuk here goes and tells us that Oved Edom had a grand total of 62, even though we only list from him seven, and 6 from Shemaya his Bukhar, but in total there are really 62. We're not listing every single name. We now want to go back to the first of the B'nai Koch, the first of the gatekeepers, from Mishlem Yohu, and we want to tell us that that even though we only listed 7, there are really a lot more. Who are they? V'lim Shelem Yohu, Bonim Yachim, children and brothers, B'nai Choyil, Shemoyna Asa. There are really a total of 18. Okay, now, we're not finished yet. Let's finish up Pasuk Yud, then we'll do the Matzus and the Rashis. First Pasuk Yud, Ulechoy Sa. What about, there's one more leader. Who is the fourth leader of the gatekeepers? Ulechosa. This person, his name was Chosa. He was Min B'nai Merari. He was from the Merari family, the Merari branch of the Levium. Not from the branch of Korach, but a different branch. Bonim, his children were, number one, Shimri Harosh. He was number, Shimri Harosh. Ki Lo Hoya Bukhar. He was in charge. But the pasuk goes on to say he was the Rosh. He was the Rosh. The Rosh is not the Bukhar. He was the leader. Why do we call him the Rosh and not the Bukhar? Ki lo haya Bukhar. He was not the Bukhar. Who was the
Bukhar?
So who is the Bukhar? Right. Who is the Bukhar? Perhaps a girl. Probably a girl was the firstborn. So we're not listing women. We're only listing men here in this listing. His father appointed him to be the leader to serve as the head of the family. Next, who was number two? Chilkiyahu Hasheni. He was number two. You see number 22 on the handout. Tevalyahu Hashlishi. Zechariyahu. Okay, Zechariyahu is the same name as number one. He was the last one. Harvi and I, did we start with the first one? Was Zechariyahu. He was the son of Mishelem Yahu. And Chos also had a Zechariyahu. They had the same name. One was number 24, Zechariah Harvi, he was number 4, Kol Bonim V'Achim L'Chosa, I left this out by mistake, I forgot to put this on the handout, all of the children and brothers L'Chosa, a grand total, his children, his other children, who are not listed here, perhaps the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the significant people of his family were a grand total of Shlosh Asar, were 13, okay, I left it out by mistake on the handout, we're a total of 13, okay, L'Ela, okay, let's Le'ela for these, everyone that we've mentioned, all of these members that we've mentioned, Machlokois are the divisions of the Hashoarim, the gatekeepers, L'Roshe Hagvarim, for the heads of the family who were men, Mishmaros, L'Uma Sachehem, they all were divided into divisions, opposite their brethren, Lisharais, to minister Beis Hashem, to serve in the Beis Hashem. So all of these people were divided, everyone underneath them was, these were the leaders. These 24 people, they were in charge of the post. And obviously they could not stand there 24/7. They had people who would, they had, right, they were 4,000, correct. Exactly, in fact, they were 4,032. We have another listing of 4,032, so here we have 20, here we have 28. So seemingly these 28 were addition to the there were 4,000 Levim who served as gatekeepers, and here we have another 28, and then there were another 4. It's not clear where, what role those additional 4 serve, because here we have 24 actual gatekeepers. We have 4 names that were leaders, the 4 names in the boxes on the top, and then there's a mysterious 4 that are missing for another to give us another 4 to bring it to 32, because we have the previous parak a total of 4,032. Okay, but let's see. So all of these people, they were divided into mishmaris. All of these were the leaders. These were the ones that were in charge. They had help, subordinates, and assistants beneath them to assist in guarding this, in the specific post that they were assigned. They were divided into the machlokes of gatekeepers according to the heads of the families. These men, but gevarm has more of a connotation, not just a man, but a leader. These were the leaders of the mishmaros, opposite their brethren, meaning opposite the other Levium who served as singers, and opposite the kohanim who served in their role. L'shareis beveis Hashem. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Gomo Pasuk, Vayapilu Garolos, and they cast lots. Kakoton kagodol leveisavosam leshahar voshahar. As we mentioned before, there were exactly 24 posts that had to be guarded by the Levium. So the lottery was not like the lottery for the previous, we learned yesterday, for the singers, and the lottery for the Kohanim. The lottery to the singers and for the Kohanim was to tell us the Seder, the order, that this Levi is going to serve week one. This one is going to serve week two, week three, week four. That was the purpose of the lottery for yesterday's Mishmaris. And the lottery for the Kohanim was also, after we divided the Kohanim into 24 groups, there was a lottery to determine which Mishmar would serve the batting order. But this, the lottery here was not for which one's going to go first, but was to tell them which post, where will Zichariyahu, there are 24 locations where a Levi has to stand guard in the Beis HaMikdash, which one of those 24 slots will you fill, and will your subordinates fill to guard? Yeah, you want this question?
Question.
Yeah.
All these guards, were they like an honor guard, or were they for security?
Both. The answer to the question is both.
Foreign nations.
Security to make sure. So the Gemara says, number one, goyim, non-Jews, should not enter the Beis HaMikdash. Exactly. Number two, Jews, Yisraelim. Only one that's allowed to come in is a Kohen. A Yisrael is not allowed to come unless he had a special need to come in to bring a carbon. You just can walk in whenever you want. And possibly the most important thing was even Kohanim to make sure that they're tar. To make sure when they come in, they have to pass a test. Are you tar? Did you go to mikvah? You have no, and men, and sometimes the Kohanim, they know all the halachas. They think they're tahar, but really they're tameh. They need hair of shemesh. You have to wait 8 days, paraduma, 7 days. So the main role was security from goyim, also tuma, Yisraelim who don't belong there to begin with, and then also even if that was not an issue, an honor guard just to stand there to give cover to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah.
They were outside or inside?
So there were 24. That's what we're going to do in the next. In those little box on the bottom, it shows where exactly they were. I'm not going to go through the details because I don't know the details. But in Masechta Talmid, there is a very detailed account of exactly where they stood. We'll try to go through a little bit when we come there. Yeah.
So all the Mishmaris had, let's say, a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For the Shiurim, they had a full time job.
It's not clear. It doesn't say.
It doesn't mean they must probably had agrolas in the family if it was a big family.
You see, it doesn't say that's the problem. It doesn't say anywhere in this period they took agrolas to tell them that to make an arrangement.
It doesn't mean, for example, in there were 24 people listed here. It doesn't mean that Yoichanan, for example, was at his post 24 hours.
Impossible.
6 days.
So it means his assistants. They had some type of internal system where they rotated among themselves.
But it was his post.
It was his post. He was responsible for that post 24/7. He did not stand there.
Only his family?
That's what it seems. It seems his family, his descendants, it was their post, it was miyuchad. How did he work out with his family? They're going to guard 24/7? That was his business. That was not totally in a girl, may Hashem. The only thing the girl did with regard to the gatekeepers was to assign a specific family to a specific post. As far as the shifts, that's your business. Do whatever you want.
Who would a roving shamra?
The roving, what do you mean? The family members.
Huh? In the morning they used to put a hat foot under the guy who fell asleep.
That, it could be that was one of the leaders. That was one of these four, the top four. In charge of these 24 people, there were four administrators who, maybe they rotated. Somehow they had their own system of rotation to make sure everything is in place. Okay, so this is the basic gist of what we got here. We have your 24 names. I'm learning Sukkim according to the Malamids. These Sukkim, by the way, are very hard, very complex. And if you look in the art school tells you that there's a very great disagreement between the Malbim and many of the other Rishonim, and they learned the Sukkim, the simplest Mahalach, is like the Malbim, which fits very much like what is the easiest reading for the Pesukim, and it fits with the Gemara. Now let's see the Mitzudos David, some ideas that we've passed through. Pasuk Aleph, in the Mitzudos David, Lamach Lekois, Rotzolaymar, Elu Hanechlokim L'Shearim L'Vnei Karachoy L'Shoel Mishelem Yahu. We're now going to divide up all the a new collection of Levim from different families into different groups to serve as gatekeepers. And the first one is going to be this person, Mishelem Yohu. He was a descendant of Korach, who was also from the family of Asaph. And here we're going to list his seven children. Pasuk Dalit, the second leader was Oved Edom. Gam hu hayashoer kamasha amalamala. He's also a gatekeeper. Now, it does not mean he actually watched the gate. He was an administrator. He was a different league, according to the Malbim, he was an administrator of the gatekeepers. Pasuk Hey, ki beruch hay Elokim. Why does it mention this fact? We mention the children of Oved Edom, and then we say at the very end that Hashem blessed him. Beribui banim biamru Rabbi Seinu zechem levracha al sheamar haaron etzloi kamash amal lamal. The reason why he was blessed was because he was the host to the Aron at that time after Hashem struck down Uzzah for touching the Aron. He served as host for a period of time. He was blessed with children. And you can imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him, it wasn't easy. What wasn't easy? He had to maintain a very high spiritual level. You had to fast every day. You had to work on yourself very, very much spiritually to be roy to serve as the host for the Aron. That was not easy work. That was a lot of suffering. And in reward for that anelus he put in to be roy, to be the host for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to slack off, he was rewarded with many children. Pasuk Vav. Then we come to the next person, Shemaya. Shemaya had very good children. His children were Giborim, and they were called rulers. The word Mim Shalim, Hamoishlim al Beis Avim. They ruled. They were rulers over their father's home. Pasuk Zayin. And then we have the last two. The last two was Elihu and Samachia. They were brethren, Bnei Choyel. Now this is how the Mitzudos learns. The Mitzudos, see, I translate the words not like the Mitzudos. I translate the words, I think, according to the Radak, and according to, if not mistaken, according to Radak, and according to the Malbim, for sure, that the words Echov, if you go back to Pasuk Zayin, I told you that Shemaya had a grand total of six children because we're trying to make the number come out exactly 24. That's what we want to do to make this piece of this psukim consistent with what it says in the Gemara Masechta Tamid that during the time of the Bayis Sheni there were 24 posts. And just because the Gemara talks about the Bayis Sheni, it's not Muchach, that's the way it was during the Bayis Rishon. However, the Gemara does seem to indicate that it is true because the Gemara quotes a pasuk, we'll get to in a moment, that there were 21 Levim, 3 Kohanim, how could that be? He will come to, but the Gemara seems to indicate that the Bayis Rishon was the same as the Bayis Sheni. They stood in different places. The layout of the Beis HaMikdash was not exactly the same at the time of the Bayis Sheni, but there were still 24 posts. So if you're going to say, if you go back to this Pasuk Zayin, and you read, B'nei Shemaya, Ad Osni, Rifael, V'Oved, El Zavot, now according to the Mitzudos, he says, the word Echov is a proper name. That's the name of a person. And when it says B'nei Choyel, that's also a name of a person. Now if that's correct, we have now not 24, we're going to have 26. That's problematic. We don't want there to be 26. We want there to be 24. But that's what the Mitzudah says. The Mitzudah says, Echov B'nei Choyel, Cain Shemos Banof. Ho Echot, one of the children's name was Ochiv, that was his name. Echov, a very unusual name. V'yasheni was B'nei Choyel. Problem. Now count all the names. You have now 26, not 24. So maybe there were 26. What's the problem? Okay, it's not so simple because we're going to see later on, we're going to run into problems when we get to Fipsukim down the road. Okay, but just be aware that many of Rishonim disagree. Echa B'nei Choyel is just a description of the last two brothers who are Elihu and Samachiyahu. They were brothers who were B'nei Choyel warriors. But didn't we say that all the other brothers were also warriors? Yeah, they were, but these were extra special. Bonus. Extra special dosage of Givura. Now we come to next Mitzudas, Pasik Ches, Anshei Chayil. All of the children from Elvin Edom were Kolechon Yishchayil, Lavoda, Liftoyach v'linol es Hashem, to open and to close the gates. Torah of Shishim u'shnayim u'lamal ne'amar. But we learned previously, it could be we learned over here in the beginning of the Divrei Hayom, we learned it was 62, not 68. U'lamal ne'amar Shishim u'shmoina. V'ulai, so he doesn't say it to be with certainty, but perhaps, Nesu Shisha le'zik ziknas David. So it's, when did Obed Edom have these children? He had these children at the beginning of David's Malchus. When did David bring the Aron to ear David? Or when did David attempt? Right when David was a Melech after Shaul died. That was shortly after when David became Melech. What we're writing now is the end of David's life. David Zokain, the Sav HaBayamin. We're now discussing the end of David's life. Fast forward 40 years ahead. So if all of these children would have lived, they would have been at least 40 years old. So they're saying that they were 68 children, but not all of them made it to the age 40. Six of them died young at the time of David's old age. Pasuk Yud, the fourth leader was Chosa, ul Chosa. Gamu ha yeshoy k'mashem b'lamala kiloha habuchar yifarish lama amar bechaber habuchar. So here the pasuk is coming to tell us why, when it came to the previous brothers, we the first one's called a buchar, and here we're calling him the Rosh. When do you call a person the Bukhar? When do you call a person the Rosh? The answer is, he was not the Bukhar, he was someone older. Doesn't tell us if it was a boy or a girl. It could be there was a girl, it could be there was a boy. Because we do learn that they were a total of 13. So maybe there was someone else. It's just that he did not have the qualities that were necessary to be the leader. So he made another son the Rosh. Kelo'ela Pasuk Yud Beis. All of these, Ratzalama, Kol Eilah Haniskam L'Malo, all of these 24 people listed above, Hayu Mechalkin, Kol HaShoarim, they would divide up all of the gatekeepers, Shayu B'Mitzbar Arbas Alafim, would divide up the number of 4,000 Kamasha Amal L'Malo. Okay, all the ones that I mentioned, the ones mentioned were the leaders who would divide up the remaining 4,000. Because we learned in the previous parak that among the Levim, there were 4,000 singers, and there were 4,000 gatekeepers. So these were the leaders on top of these 28 people we have mentioned over here, the 24 plus the 4 leaders. These 28 were on top of the 4,000. They would divide up the 4,000 into different groups. We don't know exactly how they broke them up. The 28 mentioned here are the leaders over those 4,000. L'roshe ha'givarim mishmaros, rot Suleimar, ha'mishmaros chol kulufi mitzvah roshe ha'givarim shayu Kulam Shavim. The Mishmaros were divided according to the number of the men. The watches, the Mishmaros of the Levim that were gatekeepers, were divided among the people available. So they divided up into equal, depending on how many they were equal. But he goes on to say, V'loy bitzimsum, it's impossible, because you cannot divide the number 4,000, cannot be divided equally by 24. So even the pasuk of here says that it's according to the Mesudas that they were divided machlokes Hashem l'rosh ha'gvarim mishmaros, that they took the heads of the men. That's like Gilgoylas. I guess it was the Rashi does not mean a leader. The Rashi means their skulls, their heads. You divide them equally. Does not mean literally equally, because you cannot divide 4,000 by 24. That was the number of Mispah Hamishmaros, because that was the grand total of of all of the Levim, total of 4,000. Kelumas Achayim, Ratzalam. What does it mean, opposite the brethren? So, Kamoy Achayim Hamasharim, that these Levim who served as gatekeepers corresponded to the Levim who served as Mishayrim, as singers. Hamasharim B'doy Me'elohem, L'Shari says Hashem B'Dvar Psichas Ne'ilas Hashem, opening and closing the gates. Kakotan Kagadol Beisel Avosam, Kakotan Hashem B'Mishpachtam Hoyeshave El Agadol B'Dvar Agorol. When they came to cast lots, it did not make a difference your age, did not make a difference if you had a PhD or you just had some basic high school education, didn't make a difference. You were all put in the same lottery. It was decided which Levi would guard which post. Lashar v'lashar rotz leimar v'hagol hoya mi yigiye shoyer b'shar zeh u'mi b'shar zeh leiladas ezem mechem koydim kasha hoya girl b'mishmor sakoyem b'mishar. The girl by this group was not to determine the order. The order was not an issue. The order was an internal affair. You decide among yourselves how you want to take your division. You have to do 4,000 divided by 24. You get your portion of Levium and you divide it among your group and you figure out your own system how they're going to keep guard at this specific post. Okay, so that concludes this. So let's see the Rashi. This Rashi is very short. Pasuk Aleph, Machlis HaSholim, Ein Chayzim Chalila El Keneged. So here he goes on. Rashi just says exactly what we just said, that it's not a circle. Ein choyzim chalila ella keneged sharim cholkam. The number 24. Don't be misled. Don't think that there are 24 mishmaros. There are 24 posts. Ella keneged sharim cholkam. Opposite the gates, they were divided. The shuf, the pil girls. Then they divide. They cast lots. Mi lashar ze umi lashar acher kein nufush. Look, come on, that it's clear from the context of the psukim. La Korachim, Shevet Korach, Mishalem Yahu, Ben Kore, Ben Mimbene Yosef, Dugma Lamala, Vishalem, and Korah. We have this person appears before. There was another person, Shalom, or Shalom, Shalom. He also was a descendant of the same person. Kiber Cholokim, Kidama Vayachos Hashem, Esavet Edom. He was blessed because he was the host for the Aron. Pasuk Vav, we have this person, Shemaya. He was son of Oved Edom. He had very good children. Pishim Oysam, those children, Moshim Holyu Al Yidei Aviyam, they ruled Al Yad Aviyam by the side of their father, through their father's authority. V'digmo B'sev Daniel, Moshal Memshal Rav. Similar expression. Ish Chayil, when it says here they're warriors, it does not mean physical strength. Lo b'koyach v'lo b'mochame elo kodem shemolo p'loini choshev. When it says ish chayil, it means stature. They were people of stature. The kain haloi boyaz modatanu ish gibor boyaz is our relative. He was an ish gibor chayil. Boaz was how old?
80.
So 80 is not a strong person. And yet we're calling him a gibor chayil, so we mean that he is an honorable, he's a person of stature. Pasuk yudeis. Mishmaros, Luumas Mishmaros, they care Achayem, Roshi Chavdal Mishmaros, they took the 24 leaders and they matched them up against the 24 posts. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayapilu Gorillas, Kakotan Kadul, Lavesa Vosam, Lashar, Lashar, Lemi Yavai Sharze, Lemi Sharze, Lemizrach, Lamarv, Litsaf, and Ladarm, Lachain, Lachol, Sham, Shabazor, all of the gates in the Azara, and we'll see all of the various posts, which are going to be the next Sukkim, where each person would stand. Okay, now before we go further, there's one important point. Yeah?
Did you mention that there was a total of 4,032?
Yeah.
That's an equal divide.
That's equal divide by 24. Okay, so this is, I don't know the details. So that number, I think, is mentioned. Where is the number 4,000 that's mentioned, I think, in the Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah? Maybe I don't remember where it's mentioned. I didn't prepare properly, but somewhere in counting the Levim were gatekeepers, not here. It mentions another number, 4,032. So they want to connect that number with the numbers mentioned over here. Here in the previous paragraph, we learned there were 40,000 Levim, and we broke it down. There were 4,000 singers, and there were 4,000 gatekeepers, and then there was this amount of administrative positions for a total of 40,000. So it just gives us a rough number of 4,000. Here it mentions 28. And there's another mention in Sefer Ezra, when they count the number of Levim that existed, it says 4,032. So the Mefarshim asks, why there does it say 4,032 and here it says 4,000? How do we reconcile this contradiction? So 28 right away put aside. That's not a problem because here we have a mention of 28 people. We have here 24 plus the 4 leaders, 28. So the discrepancy is not 32, the discrepancy is 4. Who are those 4? So the Mefarshim become very creative in figuring out where you get those 4. Okay, but if you want to say 4,032, so then you could possibly say that it was a 4,000 was a round number. Sometimes we find that approach, that when it gives exactly 4,000, how are you talking? Is it really that's the way it was? It was so precise? No, it means approximately 40,000. It was really 4,032, like it says in Sefer Ezra. And wonderful, when you take 4,032, you divide it up, and by 24, it will work out perfectly. What will be the number? Will be exact? 168 for each group. In Achanimus, that's another approach. That is another approach. So there are different mahalchim to divide up. That is one interesting point. This pasuk is quoted in Sefer Masechta Tamim. The Gemara there said the Gemara there makes a calculation of how many guards were needed to guard the Bayis Sheni. The calculation there is 24, and the Mishnah makes it very clear from the 24, three were koyhanim. Three were Kohanim and 21 were Levim. The Gemara says, but what are you talking about? It says in Sefer Divrei Hayamim that they were Levim. We're dealing here with descendants of Korach, Bnei Levi. They were the ones who were guardians. They were Levim, who were guards. And we make the calculation, and we're not finished yet. We're going to see it's very clear there were 24. So how can you say that there are three Kohanim? So the answer is no, there were really three Kohanim, and in 24 places in Tanakh, Kohanim are called Levim. So although here it says there were 24, secretly three Kohanim snuck in. And even though we're calling everyone, it's the Gemara Masechta Tamid, and even though we're calling everyone here a Levi, it's not true. There were three Kohanim.
It says Levim Kohanim.
Levim, 24 places in Tanakh. The Gemara, the Lamed Mefarshim.
Kohanim Levim, it also says.
I don't know the answer. I don't know, but 24 places in Tanakh we call Kohanim Levim, because Kohanim come from Shevet Levi, and this is one of the sources. Because we know for a fact, I don't know the Gemara. The Gemara just points out that it has to be the three places where there were Kohanim who stood guard. 21 places of Levim. What? So it's not clear. We don't know. I don't know. So some of them are not the real name, because these are Levim, these are Shemaya, Chosa. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. There's more to it. There are more details. Maybe the answer is very simple.
Otherwise, eventually, one family had only girls, and they married Kohanim.
Could be, okay. All right, okay. I don't know. But just keep in mind, there are 24 posts. When you learn Masechta Tamid, you'll learn there are 24 posts, but 21 were occupied by Levim, 3 were occupied by Kohanim. It's not a Kasha, because Levim, Kohanim are also called Levim. Could be it changed. Maybe during the time of the Bayis Sheni, at this point in time, they were only by Levim. Like you said, they married, things changed, because that Masechta Tamid is dealing with Bayis Sheni. Okay, let's go further. Right, there are 24 places in Tanakh. Okay, let's go further. Now we're going to describe exactly where everyone stood. Now, they're casting lots. We're assigning specific Levim to specific posts. Now, we're not going to go into such great detail. And the truth is, we don't even know the details, because there's very little records of exactly where they stood guard in the Bayis Rishon. We have a description of the Bayis Rishon in Sefer Melachim, but does not really tell us the gates. It describes the dimensions of the ulam, but not exactly where they stood, the entrances and where they stood. But let's see, pasuk yudal, vayipol hagoyrol mizrocha lishemel lishelem yohu. So the mizroch on the east, so here on the bottom right, you see it's north. I put down a box. Now the box is totally meaningless. In fact, when you look at a regular box at the base of Hamikdash, the top is not usually the north. The top is usually the west. Now, if you look at the base of Hamikdash, all of the diagrams of the base of Hamikdash, the top is always the west. We're brainwashed. American society, we always look at the top is the north. When you look at a map of Eretz Yisrael, also, every map, even in all of the Svarim, the Arama is always the north is the top of the page, and the south is the bottom of the page. However, whenever you look at the base of Hamikdash, you got to turn it. The top, every diagram of Masechta Migdash, Masechta Tamid, the top of the page is always the west. Now here we're dealing with the Beis Hamikdash, but because I'm not giving any detailed diagrams, I just kept it easy, what we're more familiar with. Top is north, bottom is south, and left and right, east and west. So the goal was Mizrach Lishemel Yahu. So you see over here that Shemel Yahu is standing along the east side of the Beis HaMikdash. Now let me ask you a question. Where in the east there is the Har HaBayis? We know for a fact that there was a guard that stood in the Har HaBayis, and there was a guard that stood by the in the east by the Azara. There was a gate on the east side of the Azara coming in. That's the Sharnikinar. That the Azara Sharnikinar. That's the eastern gate. That's the big gate where everyone came through. That's a very chashuv gate. Have a Levi standing by Shai Nikanar. Or is it the east gate of the Har HaBayis? So it's not clear. We don't know. All we know is that he was assigned to one of those posts, either Shai Nikanar, which is the Azara, or the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis. Uzechariyahu vino. Zechariyahu was the son of Mishelemyo. He was not the leader. His name was, now this son is Yoetz Bissechel. He was a counselor with great knowledge. He was a brilliant person. The pasuk here goes out of its way to tell us that the second son Zechariah was a brilliant person who gave incredible counsel. If you had a dilemma in life, he was your man. You didn't know what to do. Life coach. What type of parnasa? What should I do about shidduchim? What should I do about parnasa? Which yeshiva should I send my children to? Any question, which stock should I buy? When should I sell? Any question you had in life, he was your man. He was Yoetz Bissechel, a person that gave counsel with wisdom. He pilu gorolos, for him they also kiss lots. Vayetze gorolo, his girl came out, Safon in the north. Okay, so you see on the chart, Zichar, you know, right away there's a very great problem, a very great difficulty, which you should right away be shocked. Didn't we learn that there are exactly 24 posts and there are 24 Levim, but Mishelem Yohu is not one of them. He's a supervisor. So what is he getting a post? Something doesn't make sense here. Say Nachnami, I don't know. What? So this is all.
He could have had minor.
Right. So what is he doing there? So the simple answer is it wasn't actually he was the supervisor of the east. He was one of the there are a lot of different posts on the east. When it says over here east, it means also there were many posts on the east. Let's just lay out some examples. The higher about just the basic. The basic post is the Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis, and then in the Har HaBayis, there is the actual Temple Mount. The Temple Mount is the Har HaBayis. There is the actual structure, the Azara. There were a total of eight on the four corners, not by the gates. Forget about the gates. On the four corners of the Temple Mount, there were four Levim who stood guard. And around the four corners of the Azara, there were another four Levim who stood guard. Now, besides that, there were gates, which were another four and four, another eight, for now 16. And then there were some chambers which were assigned special Levim, and it could be that there were some gates, some sides of the Azar which had multiple gates. So when it says here that Mishelem Yohu got the east, it doesn't only mean he got the east. I told you what that means. There's an east gate. There's a gate of the Har HaBayis, and there's a gate to the Azara, but there's also four guards on the east who are standing guard at the corners. And it was up to Mishelem Yohu to decide which one of his children would have those specific posts. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he stood there. He was given the east. Anything that relates to the east side of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's the east of the Har HaBayis, or it's the east of the Azara, or perhaps there was a chamber in the east which required an honor guard, it was his authority to dish out, to appoint one of his children. He had seven children. He had seven children, to give them one of those posts. The exact details are not clear. We don't know exactly. That's what it means. That's how you can resolve this contradiction. According to some of our Shem, I like building the Mitzudas, he doesn't learn like what I'm telling you. He learns that, no, Mish, we don't take the numbers, so it's, we don't, they're really 20, they're really, if you count the numbers, there were 30. We have a total of 30 according to him. And it could very well...
Because Zechariahu,
yeah,
the son of Meshulam.
Right.
He was the only son of all the four who had his own wall. So did he divide?
Right, so we don't know. It's not clear. What exactly is going on? There's more information which I don't know. There's something more to decipher.
You also have to know that the
who's getting what.
Was much smaller than the Baal Shem.
But the number of posts, the Gemara in Masechta Yoma, it seems to make it clear that although it was smaller and it was different, the gates were different, and the system of where the gates were and what the gates were used for were different, but there was a tradition that there were 24. There were 24 openings or 24 posts. The Baal Shem didn't just rearrange things, but the number had significance. Okay, so you're right. It's not clear. We'll just try and get the gist of what's going on. One more time, let's talk. He got the east. Who was a yoitz besechel? He pilu garolos for him. They cast lots. Vayetze garoloil tzofon. He got the north. Okay, so he's in charge of the north. You see over here on the handout on the north. Le'oyved edoim. Other than was a leader, he was a supervisor. He got the neighbor, he got the south. So you see over here on the handout, on the very bottom of the box on the right, he got Ovid Edom on the top. Ulubanov, Ovid Edom had a lot of children. He had those seven children, then he had Shemaiah. They got the Beis Ho'asupim. Now what does that mean? The Beis Ho'asupim was a chamber, was a structure, was a lishka. Asupim means it was Lashon of Hoysofa, Yosef, to add. It was a structure that was built along the southern part of the Beis Hamid. Does that mean the southern part of the Temple Mount? Or does that mean along the southern part of the Azar on the outside? We don't know. The Mitzudas, they all say we don't know what this is. All we know is it was a structure, and it was called the word Asupim for whatever reason it was called, and it needed an honor guard to be there by its opening. This is Alpika, Piruach HaKodesh, and the one that was in charge of these guards was Oved Edom. Next, Pasik Tezayin. Lishupim Ulichosa. Who? Now, Chosa we know. We know about Chosa. But now we have a new guy. His name was Shupim. Who in the world is this person? He doesn't appear. Go through the 28 names. There's a new person appears on the scene. Where did this guy appear from? Einochanami, we don't know who he is. He is probably one of the 24 mentioned above, but here he is being referred to by a different name. Many people in Tanakh have different names, depending on their function.
Okay.
He had another name. So we have Lishupim, and we have Luchaisa. Lamarov, he got the west. He was in charge of the west, and all of those that were his subordinates. In Shar, not only did he get the west, there was the gate. We don't even know what this gate is, because we only know about the Baal Shem. It was called the Shar Shaleches. Okay, that was its name. I don't know what it means, like a lishka, chamber, the gate of the Shaleches. And it was also a road. A road that went along the west, Bamsila, along the path, Ho'oilah, that went up. You know, that's where the Kosel HaMaravi is. Think about it. This gate, the Shar Shaleches, Bamsila, Ho'oilah, it's along the west. So it's somewhere along the coastal. Maybe it's not modern day temple, the coastal plaza. Maybe it's a little bit further down to the left. I don't know, wherever it is. But somewhere in that vicinity, that is where this person, that is where he stood guard. He stood Lishupim and Lechaisa. They stood guard along the west, along the gate called the Shar Shaleches, and then Silo Ho'ila, Mishmar Lu'umas Mishmar, one Mishmar opposite the others. Opposite, yeah, let's read the Mitzudos, and then we'll stop because we're out of time. Let's see, read the Mitzudos for these two psukim. Pasuk Yudalad. Mizracha lishelem yahu. Shar hamizrachi nofal begorel lishelem yahu. Hu vanoshav he. Okay, the Mitzvah makes it very clear, because remember, we have 24 people, and we're not telling you all of the details. It means he was in charge and his people. He had all of his sons and assistants, whatever that means. Then we have his son, Zechariahu, who was a brilliant man. He was a Yoyitz Besechel, Shebal Eitza, Behaskel, Rav, with great wisdom. Ulazel Huva Noshev, he pilu garolos, they cast lots separately for him and his people. The Yotzu Garoloi Bashar Hatzafa, and he got the northern gates.
So he's saying that the reason that this son got over everything.
He deserved it.
Because he was.
He deserved it. He was a Baal Sechel.
He was
a leader, yeah, that's what it says. Tezvav, Beis Huasopim. Then we come to the south. Oved Edom, in addition to being in charge of the gates of the south, he got this chamber called the Beis Hasafim. Nikra Kenel, Inyan Yidu Etzlam. We don't know why, it's lost from us. It was called, that's what this chamber was called, for whatever reason it was called. The Haisa Mulu was opposite Shar Hadrami. This chamber was some in the vicinity of the south. And then it goes on, Lishupim. Who is this guy? Now we come to the west, and we have a new person. Chosa we know about, but we have Shupim. Nu, we don't know who he is. Ulai Niska Lamala. He's one of the 24 people mentioned above. Bishmoy Hacher with a new name. What did he get? He got the Shar Shaleches. Kain Shah Kain Shema Shar Shema Bimisila. That is the name of the gate that stands along the road. Ushvil. Okay, two different words for a road. There's a shvil, a shvil, a derech oile, al male hahar, which goes up the ascent of the mountain. Okay, going up west, I guess up to the police station, right? Along the coastal plaza, you go all the way up. You go up to Yeshivat HaKotel, you go all the way up. So somewhere along the mountain, there was a road, that's where they stood guard. Mishmar lu'umas mishmar. Rotzalem, what does that mean? All of these people, they stood mishmar lu'umas mishmar, Rotzalemar. Zman ma yishmar shipim. Also, what it means, mishmar lu'umas means they alternated. We have two people. We have a person shupim, and we have a person chosa. And we have two different locations, two different hosts. We have the shah shaleches, and we have the mesila. Who gets what? So it says here they took turns, they alternated. Sometimes sometimes Shipim would guard Lamarov, they alternated. At a later point in time they switched. They took turns.
I don't know, but
the
Shat is mashma to me that there was only one gate here. It was called Shaleches. Right, you have two gates. Shah Shaleches.
No, I have two different. I don't have a gate. I did not mean. I did not mean this abstract. I did not mean that to be a gate. Right.
There's
something called the Shah Shaleches, and there's something called the Mesila Ha'Oila.
Maybe the Mesila Ha'Oila is a description of how to get to the Shah Shaleches.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Path going up.
Absolutely. And they were different. There were two posts. What exactly they were? That's not
alternating.
Right. They were two different posts, and they alternated who was in charge of that post. They alternated. Maybe let's just finish. Let's see if we can finish. Yeah, let's just do two more episodes. I want to just finish up because they won't have to give the hint again tomorrow. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin says Lamizrach. Now we're going to give the total number. We've given the general people who are in charge. Notice we didn't mention Shemaiah. Shemaiah, even though he was a leader, he's not mentioned here as in charge. We had Zechariyahu, and we had this new person called Shupim. Shemaiah wasn't mentioned, and now we're going to give the total number of guards that stood along the entire area. La Mizrach. So this is the next box on the bottom left of the handout. La Mizrach, along the east, there was a grand total. La Halavim Shisha. There was a grand total of six Levim. La Tzafon, along the north. Layom, meaning every single day. Layom, it means one of two things. It means every single day there was a guard there, to guard daily. Or Layom means, even though they stood along the north, they would face east. That's another interpretation. Where the sun rises. The sun rises in the east, they would face, they would turn, they would tilt their heads and their bodies towards the east. Arba'a, four. Lenegba, along the south, Layom, daily, there will be guards, or it means they would stand with their facing the east, Arba'a, another four. Vilo Asupim, that chamber we mentioned is along the south, how many guards stood there? Shnayim Shnayim, 2-2, which seemingly means 2 plus 2, not a total of 2, but there were a lot of openings. There are a lot of openings, a lot of things to guard. Maybe there's a lot of money there. You need a lot of people to stand guard. There was 2 plus 2. Then we have Yudches Leparpor Lemarov. What is that? Parpor means facing. Par means facing. Facing the outside. Bar means the outside. I have no idea what this is. Either it's a chamber, it's a room, it's a structure, or it's an open area. The Farshim give open, right? All the same means it's an open area. open area that faced a region. So whatever it is, it's a post, whatever it is, leparpar, lemarvalung, leparpar, that's along the west. There was arba'ah, there was another four. And then lamasila, concerning the road, there was shnayim, there was two. Where were the two along the road? Not on the road itself. It doesn't really want to block traffic. It was leparbar. Leparbar is similar to before, facing outside or in the chamber along the road or facing
box.
What?
A police box.
Whatever, right, could be. Whatever it was, there was another two. So when you add them up, when you add up 4 + 2 + 4 + 6 + 2 + 2 + 4 is exactly 24.
We also know that they only came in from the north and south. Right? People who came didn't come from the sides.
They came from the east, some learn. Okay, just because they didn't enter doesn't mean that you don't need a guard.
Correct.
Just because they don't enter, you still have to have a shoyim, you have to have honor guards. And certainly there were different needs, certain functions. They took out the garbage, some learned from one entry exit, and they brought in the korbanos from another location, they brought in supplies. The people came from one entrance, but the other gates served functions, they served roles, and you had to have guards at these well. It's a pasuk, you test, these are the machlokos, the divisions of hasha'arim, of the gatekeepers, Livnei HaKarchi, for the two families, Karchi, which pretty much was the first three, Mishelem Yohu, Ovid Edom, and Shemaya, those from the family of the Karchi, Livnei Merari, Chosa was from the Bnei Merari. Let's see the Mitzvahs, and we're finished. We have over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, LeMizrach, along the eastern side, Ata, now, Moine, V'hoilech, Shemos, HaMokomos, Asher Yishmu, Sham, Umisbar, Kitos, number of Kitos, Hashemim, V'asher, Bepeos, HaMizrach. So he goes along the Peos HaMizrach, along the corners of the east, which include, I guess, the Har HaBayis and the Azara and any chamber that was there. Yiviu Vav, there were six Kitois Levim, six groups of Levim Mishamrim, guardians. Liyomar, but what is Liyom? Ratzaloymar. B'chol Eis. So he types the word Leo means daily, or every single moment you always had there. Eis Yishmu Dalit Kitos. Along the base Hoasupim, you have Shnayim Yitochin. Shahoyu Hoasupim Shnayim Mekoimos. It's plural. So it could be there were two chambers. We don't even know what this is. Ulze Maske B'loshin Ravim B'chol Echad. In each one of these chambers, each one of these locations, there was going to be Yihu, there's going to be Yishmu Beis Kitos B'mekoimos Chalukos Zomizo. Leparbor Lamarev Klape. The word parbor means towards the west. Par means towards bar, the outside. Hamarev Ela Parbor V'hushen Cheder Ma. He calls the parbar a room, a chamber. You have another four, arba, you, arba, kitos, four groups. Next, b'mesila haleches la parbar, they're going to be along the road, haholeches la parbar, u'shnayim b'parbar atzma, two along the road, and two in the parbar itself. There are four along the road, and there are two in the parbar. Arba l'mesila shnayim l'parbar, u'shnayim b'parbar atzma, haray kein b'misbar. According to this, we have a grand total of Chaf Dalid V'chein Omer Rabbi Sainz from Levracha Eile Machlokois Chalukos Mekoimo Shomer Hasharim. So these are the 24 locations of the Mishmas. Rashi says Apasik Yudeis Pasik in Apasik Yudzayin Uli Asopim Mokoim Sheshmoi Asopim. The name of a place Yudches Shtayim Leparbar Mefurish Mesef Lestamin Omer Rebbe Leparbar. What does it mean Leparbar? Rashi is not like the Mitsudos. It means towards, not a chamber. Kalape bar. Okay, that concludes the 24 mishmoros of the gatekeepers. No, in Hechel, no. There are no guardians. No. No guardians inside the Azara. The guardians are only along the Har HaBayis and outside of the Azara by the gates and in the chambers. But not inside the Azara. There were no guard, there were no shalom. Okay, so this general idea of the gatekeepers.